Three Antifa protesters arrested for allegedly vandalizing Portland businesses. By Bob Price on November 27, 2020. Three protesters were arrested in Portland, Oregon, after at least 10 businesses were vandalized in the early morning hours of Thanksgiving Day, according to local police. Authorities do not believe they were able to apprehend all allegedly involved. Portland Police Bureau officials report the arrest of three people in connection to the attacks on the businesses. Those felony arrests include 24-year-old Chester Hester, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. 38-year-old Nicole Noriega, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. 23-year-old Bailey Willack, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. Press release, group causes thousands of dollars of damage along Southeast Hawthorne, police make arrests, photo. Link, pic.twitter.com/TJ3CMJC2LB. Portland Police, at Portland Police, November 26, 2020. Local authorities say businesses were targeted along Hawthorne Boulevard. One storefront in particular, New Seasons Market, was displaying signage showing support for Black Lives Matter. The groups went on to attack multiple financial institutions including Chase, Wells Fargo, and Umpqua Bank. Antifa smashed out the Wells Fargo Bank on Hawthorne Boulevard overnight in Portland to oppose Thanksgiving and capitalism. They vandalized numerous other businesses as well on the street. pic.twitter.com/UCT0J3HUS. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. Antifa smashed up Chase Bank overnight on Hawthorne Boulevard and wrote F. Thanksgiving and stolen land among other messages. #antifapic.twitter.com/Yamato, Iowa. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. F. Thanksgiving. Overnight, many businesses on Hawthorne Boulevard in southeast Portland were defaced with BLM, Antifa, and other far-left messages. Antifa earlier this week gave instructions on how to scout out and attack locations for Thanksgiving. #antifapic.twitter.com/CFACTBELL. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. Independent media PDX also tweeted photos showing the destruction of multiple businesses along Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. Multiple businesses vandalized along Hawthorne Boulevard, no word on who did it, but have seen multiple Antifa logos graffitied on buildings. Seen here is Baghdad Theater, Dosha Salon, Twill Boutique, Women's Clothes / Accessories Made Local, Road to Tibet Imports Gift Shop. #portlandpic.twitter.com/5CJ2D. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, November 26, 2020. A local Antifa group called for a Thanksgiving Eve attack on symbols and structures of colonialism and capitalism. PNY Youth Liberation Front, a group described as an Antifa group by independent journalist Andy Ngo, tweeted a call for a decentralized anti-colonial day of action on Thanksgiving Eve. The message began, "Fuck Thanksgiving, FK Black Friday." The Youth Liberation Front, an Antifa group, was one of several who incited violence in Portland to oppose Thanksgiving. pic.twitter.com/O4HLKVCAS. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 27, 2020. Officers cited and released another person on a weapons charge after finding them in possession of a semi-automatic pistol. Police officers also cited and released a juvenile for crimes related to property damage. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.